I'm Pastor Tim. Welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 653. Know who you're not. We all struggle with identity. Who am I really? And that bleeds into the joy sucker of comparison. It's a trap. Why am I not more like so-and-so? Why can't I do such-and-such like so-and-so? And so on and so on. A new year is just a couple of days away. Why don't you bless yourself with the gift of knowing who you're not? That blessing will give you peace and will spill out in all the ways that you walk in the world in the year to come. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. Part of doing that is knowing who we are. We're always comparing ourselves to others. For me, I want to be able to preach like Billy Graham and stand firm like Dietrich Bonhoeffer and sing like Chris Tomlin and fix things around the house like Greg, and I could go on and on, but you have your own list. When we live in the world trying to be someone we're not, we rob the world of who we actually are, and we miss the very moments that God has for us in our day. What would it look like if you and I took a moment to let go of all of that? All of that striving to be someone else and something else. And instead, what if we lived fully into the wonderful life and the wonderful person that God has created for us? Do we have an example of that anywhere in Scripture? You bet. So give me about five minutes to slow down and tell you a bit of his story. It's in God's Word, ask you a question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to know who you're not. Maybe the best example of all of that is John the Baptist. Good old J the B. Now John the Apostle, not John the Baptist, but John the Apostle described John the Baptist like this. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. Well, there you go. Think about it, friends. John the Baptist had big crowds first, before Jesus. Scripture says all Jerusalem was going out to hear John preach and be baptized by him in the Jordan River. He had a huge fan base. But when Jesus came on the scene, John bowed out gracefully because he knew who he was not. He said, Jesus must increase, I must decrease. Who says that today? He said, the one who comes after me is greater than me. He said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In other words, John the Baptist knew who he was not. Now, if we hear that, we understand a person with humility, a person who is comfortable in their own skin, who understands their role, what their role is, and therefore what their role is not. John the Baptist was not the Messiah, but he was a voice. He was a preparer of the way, a pointer, but not the person. That doesn't mean what he was doing was unimportant. It was vitally important. God had a big role for him. But he knew that he was supposed to point to Jesus, not try to be Jesus. Here's the great question. As we get ready for 2022, is there anything that you're doing or pursuing or trying to be that is not yours to do? It's time to lay it down and be the you that God made you to be. Let's pray this prayer from prayerforanxiety.com. Oh, Heavenly Lord, why am I so unsatisfied? Why is it so hard for me to be me? Yes, I have sinned against you. I know you forgive me, but there's something else. I reject myself, even though Jesus doesn't. So I ask you, O loving Lord, give me a heart like Christ's. Help me accept myself for who I am, here and now. Free me from my desire to copy others and to please everyone else. I want to be better. Show me what's really mine, my faults and my virtues. Then mold me, O Lord. Shape me. And make me confident as a child of God. And may it all manifest in acts of kindness, mercy, and love. Let my life glorify you, O Lord, and bring more souls to your heavenly banquet. By your grace alone, in Jesus' name, Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 654. In the meantime, if you enter the new year trying to be someone else, you'll never know the joy and purpose God has for you in 2022. Listen, success isn't money, it's not power, it's not position. It's being moment by moment in and with Jesus. And that can look like a stay-at-home mom, or a retired person, or a janitor, or a CEO, or a church nursery worker, or just a kind neighbor. The list is endless. May you find peace and contentment in 2022 in being you. And that begins, like John the Baptist, when you know who you're not.